知行如旅。Listen and share.
Night shift. 夜班。At this moment, the dock went totally crazy, totally ballistic. I had never ever heard a dog bark like this. It was a very aggressive barking. I was flashing my flashlight down the hall to see if I could see someone down there. But all I could see was an empty hallway. Suddenly, the dog stopped barking. But the dog didn't let his eyes leave the hallway.There was obviously something down there that he didn't like at all. I was thinking to myself that no one besides me could be inside this building. The only way to find out if I was right was to let the dog go free. I let him go and called him to search the hall. He didn't move at first, but after a few seconds, he started to move forward. I followed him across the hall.And I didn't see anything strange on the way towards the doorway. We went out the door and back to the car. I let the dog in and closed the door. While I was going towards the front door, I turned around for some reason and faced the graveyard. I stared into the dark, and I was convinced that there was something out there watching me. I got in the car and left. The following day, I quit my job.Now, I'm working with computers instead. Computers can scare you.此时，他已经完全疯狂地失去控制了。我从没有听过一只狗能叫成这样。他的叫声满含挑衅。我将电筒照向走廊。但是不是有人在那儿，但只看到空荡荡的走廊。突然狗叫声停了，但它还是死盯着那儿，很显然那里有它不喜欢的东西。我想除了我之外没有人能够进到这间房子。唯一确认我这一想法是否正确的方法便是把狗放开。我把狗放开让它搜查走廊。刚开始它没有动，几秒钟之后它开始向前走。我跟着他穿过走廊，他没有看到任何奇怪的东西。我们走到门外上了车，然后把车门关上。走到前门的时候，我曾回头看了一眼墓地。我盯着暗处，确信那里的确有人在盯着我看。我赶紧上车离开，第二天我就辞职了。我现在和计算机打交道，计算机是不会吓唬人的。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
At this moment, the dog went totally crazy, totally ballistic.
此时，他已经完全疯狂地失去控制了。
I have never ever heard a dog bark like this.
我从没有听过一只狗能叫成这样。
It was a very aggressive barking.
他的叫声满含挑衅。
I was flashing my flashlight down the hall to see if I could see someone down there.
我将电筒照向走廊，看是不是有人在那儿。But all I could see was an empty hallway. 但只看到空荡荡的走廊。
Suddenly, the dog stopped barking.
突然狗叫声停了。But the dog didn't let his eyes leave the hallway. 但他还是死盯着那儿。
There was obviously something down there that he didn't like at all.
很显然，那里有他不喜欢的东西。
I was thinking to myself that no one besides me could be inside this building.
我想除了我之外没有人能够进到这间房子。
The only way to find out if I was right was to let the dog go free.
唯一确认我这一想法是否正确的方法便是把狗放开。
I let him go and called him to search the hall.
我把狗放开让它搜查走廊。
He didn't move at first, but after a few seconds, he started to move forward.
刚开始他没有动，几秒钟之后，他开始向前走。
I followed him across the hall, and I didn't see anything strange on the way towards the doorway.
我跟着他穿过走廊，他没有看到任何奇怪的东西。
We went out the door and back to the car.
我们走到门外上了车。
I let the dog in and closed the door.
然后把车门关上。
While I was going towards the front door, I turned around for some reason and faced the graveyard.
走到前门的时候，我曾回头看了一眼墓地。
I stared into the dark, and I was convinced that there was something out there watching me.
我盯着暗处，确信那里的确有人在盯着我看。
I got in the car and left. The following day, I quit my job.
我赶紧上车离开，第二天我就辞职了。
Now, I'm working with computers instead. Computers can't scare you.
我现在和计算机打交道，计算机是不会吓唬人的。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Bark, 狗吠，我们用 bark 这个词。Bark up the wrong tree.
从字面上来看，就是叫错了树，也就是找错了人，或者是错怪了好人的意思。比如说，你数学成绩最差，结果还有同学来问你数学题目，你就可以说
I'm afraid you bark up the wrong tree, for I'm not good at math at all.
恐怕你是找错人了啊，我数学一塌糊涂。这里我们顺便再来看看别的动物的叫声。猫是我们的好朋友， Mew 就是它的叫声，读一下是不是很像猫叫呢？
A duck quacks.
鸭子叫，我们就用 quack.
A cock crows.
这句话指的是公鸡的啼。夏天到了，蚊子也越来越多了。蚊子嗡嗡的声音，我们则是用 hum 或者是 buzz 来表示。
Flash.
这个词可以表示闪现，突然发光的意思。比如说
Lightning flashed across the horizon.
一道闪电划过地平线，相信很多年轻人对这个词都不会陌生。
Flash 还可以表示一种动画效果。
Flasher 指的就是那些专门从事 Flash 制作的人们，也就是我们常说的闪客。
Let go, 松手放开。
比如说
I will never let you go,
我永远也不会放开你的。林忆莲有一首歌的名字就叫做 Let Go, 大家可以看到这个字读从词面上来看的意思是让什么什么走，也就引申出解雇，不再雇佣的意思。
比如说 I had to let 20 workers go,
我必须解雇20名工人。
Convince,
这个单词的意思是使确信，使信服。一般我们都说
be convinced of something,
确信，或者是
convince somebody of something,
使某人确信。例如
He convinced me of his honesty.
他使我确信了他的诚实。
Convincing 是 convince 的形容词，
意思就是令人信服的，有说服力的。
比如 A convincing speech,
令人信服的演讲。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
At this moment, the dog went totally crazy, totally ballistic. I have never ever heard a dog bark like this.It was a very aggressive barking. I was flashing my flashlight down the hall to see if I could see someone down there. But all I could see was an empty hallway. Suddenly, the dog stopped barking. But the dog didn't let his eyes leave the hallway. There was obviously something down there that he didn't like at all. I was thinking to myself that no one besides me could be inside this building. The only way to find outIf I was right, was to let the dog go free. I let him go, and called him to search the hall. He didn't move at first, but after a few seconds, he started to move forward. I followed him across the hall, and I didn't see anything strange on the way towards the doorway. We went out the door, and back to the car. I let the dog in, and closed the door. While I was going towards the front door, I turned around for some reason and faced the graveyard. I stared into the dark, and I was convinced that there was something out there watching me. I got in the car and left. The following day, I quit my job. Now, I'm working with computers instead. Computers can scare you.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿。谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一不识韩。